Me just a worthless coyote, me howling at the moon. Me like to sing and holler, me crazy as a loon. Me not want job or duty, no church or Sunday school. Me just a worthless coyote, but me ain't nobody's fool.
It was a crackerjack of a song. We ripped through it a couple of times until I had her down. Then we divided up. Snort took the bass, Rip carried the melody, and I got up on the high tenor. Don't know as I ever heard better singing. It was one of them priceless moments in life when three very gifted guys come together and blend their talents and sort of raise the cultural standards of the whole dang world. I mean, it was that good. We sang it four or five times, then all at once Snort's ears perked up and he lifted his paw. We stopped and listened. Off in the distance, we heard yapping. There was something familiar about that yap, but for a minute I couldn't place it. Then it occurred to me that we were sitting on a spot just a quarter mile north of ranch headquarters. That yapping was coming from Drover. I think Rip and Snort had took a notion to amble on down there and see if they could get into a fight. I had to explain that they couldn't run fast enough to get Drover into a fight, that it would be a waste of their time. Let me go down there and talk to him. He's an old buddy of mine. We used to work together. Maybe he'll come back and sing with us. We could use another guy on baritone. They shrugged. Snort sat down and started scratching his ear.
More fun fight, but singing okay too. We wait.
So I trotted down to the ranch, weaving a little bit from side to side and humming me just a worthless coyote. Say, that was a good song. When I was, 20, 25 yards away, I slowed to a walk. I could see Drover up ahead of me. He was peering off in the distance. The little dope hadn't even seen me. I decided to stop and watch him for a minute. He was all bunched up and tense. Off in the distance, he could hear Rip and Snort laughing and belching and having a good time. He'd cock his ear and listen for a minute, then he'd give out a yip, yip, yip. On every yip, all 4 feet went off the ground. Then he'd stop and listen again. He never saw me, never had the slightest notion that I was sitting 10 yards away from him, watching the whole show. This was my replacement, understand? The guy who'd taken over my job as head of ranch security. I didn't need anyone to tell me that the ranch had gone completely and absolutely to pot. Drover froze.
What was that? Who's there?
What's going on, son? He gave out his usual squeak, and in a flash, he was highballing it for the machine shed, squalling like a turpentine cat.